Hey folks, Preet here. Joyce Vance and I discuss the latest developments in Donald Trump's criminal and civil cases on a new episode of Cafe Insider. In New York, Trump's civil fraud trial kicked off last week, with Trump in attendance for some of the court proceedings. Meanwhile, Trump filed a motion seeking dismissal of DOJ's election interference criminal case, arguing presidential immunity shields him from criminal charges. And ABC News reported that Special Counsel Jack Smith has obtained testimony that Trump shared classified information about U.S. nuclear submarines with an Australian billionaire at Mar-a-Lago. Joyce and I also discussed the news that Special Counsel Robert Hur interviewed President Joe Biden as part of the classified documents probe. And we broke down the bribery charges against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Today, we're sharing an excerpt from the episode with listeners of Stay Tuned. To hear our full conversation and access all other Cafe Insider content, try the membership for just $1 for 1 month. You can do that at cafe.com/insider. That's cafe.com/insider. We look forward to having you as a part of the Insider community. The most recent news relating to these things that we talk about every week relate to classified documents, but not classified documents handled or mishandled by Donald Trump, but classified documents that were found, or sensitive documents that were found, at a Joe Biden facility. People seem to maybe forget that there's not only a special counsel with respect to Donald Trump's documents, Jack Smith, there is also a special counsel appointed with respect to Biden's documents. And we learned that over the weekend, even as all this other warfare was going on, that Joe Biden sat voluntarily for an interview with the special counsel about those documents. What does that tell you?
You know, that signals to me that the special counsel is just about ready to write his report and make his recommendations. It feels like it's the last thing that you would do, sitting down and talking to Joe Biden. Sort of interesting that this happened as some of the Republican elected officials in Congress complained that the White House called an early lid yesterday, and they were talking about Joe Biden not being involved in governance in the middle of a crisis. But it turns out that not only did he manage to sit for an extended interview with prosecutors, he also managed to get with some of the European leaders and put out a statement on the crisis in Israel that I think echoed the thoughts that we've had this morning.
I agree with that completely. That investigation has gone fairly quietly. And as far as I can tell, there's no evidence, unlike in the Trump case, that the keeping of, the retaining of classified or sensitive documents was in any way willful. There's no evidence that I've seen, no reporting that I've seen, that there was obstruction, and certainly not the kind of repeated obstruction you saw in the Mar-a-Lago documents. So I imagine there'll be a report and there will not be a charge. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that that's right. I mean, I appreciate the time that it takes because you have to figure out how did the documents get there. You have to let the intelligence community assess any damage. This just looks very much like the Mike Pence situation where this happened. It's unfortunate. It does happen. It's a cautionary tale for future presidents and other government officials, but there's no intent, no willfulness, and certainly no evidence of obstruction.
In retrospect, does it seem even more wise and smart? Because I wasn't sure at the time, but in retrospect, more wise and smart for Merrick Garland to have appointed a separate special counsel to look at the Biden documents?
You know, hindsight is such a wonderful thing, right? I think a lot of people wanted to second guess Merrick Garland at the time. Yes, in hindsight, I think it makes sense to have special counsels for both. There's, even though the situations are very different, it's always important for DOJ to preserve its public integrity and to let the public know that it does treat like situations alike. So here, complicated, but in hindsight, the right choice.
By the way, is there any evidence that Joe Biden told an Australian businessman about nuclear submarine secrets of the United States of America?
You know, funny that you should ask that question, because there isn't. But you know who did do that?
Let me guess.
Who do you think? It's Donald Trump.
Can you explain to people what the hell that's about?
So this reporting, which first surfaced on ABC, has now been confirmed by other sources, is that Donald Trump had a conversation with an Australian businessman who, shortly after Trump became president, the businessman who is a billionaire, became a member at Mar-a-Lago. And in the course of some conversation about submarines and the fact that the businessman was interested in looking at them, Trump said, you know, our submarines are the best submarines. And he went on to reveal classified details about numbers of warheads that the nuclear submarines contain, and also about their range, how close they can get to Russia. And of course, everything about that submarine program is highly classified. The businessman went on to share this information with business associates, with journalists, with other foreign leaders, but he has been above board, and it appears that he is the source of this information and that the special counsel, in fact, spoke with him. It's astonishing, right? In a normal world, there would be outrage.
Can we talk about the volume? According to the ABC News report, the billionaire from Australia, Pratt, Anthony Pratt, according to the story, quote, in emails and conversations after meeting with Trump, Pratt described Trump's remarks to at least 45 others. I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny, but 45 others.
No, can I just say, though, your laugh is so appropriate because this story, which should be a national outrage, it should end Trump's pretensions to be president again. And I mean, barely a whimper, certainly not a bang.
Of those 45, six journalists, 11 of his company's employees, 10 Australian officials, and three former Australian prime ministers, the sources told ABC News. So it was widespread. It was information given, obviously, to an ally, but to someone who's not an American citizen, to a foreign national, the kind of thing that would get anybody's security clearance pulled. I guess the question, though, is why isn't this in the indictment relating to Mar-a-Lago documents? Or do you think it could be in a superseding indictment? Do you think they thought it's not worth it? People might be confused as to why it's absent.
I have a nerdy legal argument. Is it too early in the morning for legal nerdiness?
Never too early.
Here's my nerdy argument. This is actually not part of the crime that Trump is charged with, retention of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. This is a separate crime involving passing on classified information. I don't think that this indictment could properly be superseded. I think it would be, I always get these two confused, multiplicious or duplicious, where you can only charge sort of crimes that occur as part of the same ball of wax together. It can be pretty broad, but it has to be the same thing. This, in my mind, is a distinct crime, and I think that we could see it charged separately depending on whether prosecutors believe that they can prove the communication to Pratt. In that one-on-one communication, perhaps there are some proof issues, but with the number of people that it was spread to, that seems possible. Then there's this additional question with this sort of highly sensitive information. Does the intelligence community want to see this become the subject of a prosecution with all sorts of discovery and perhaps unnecessary revelations of classified information?
Yeah, no, it's tough. And look, it may be the case that they have their hands full and they have two indictments pending against Donald Trump, one relating to January 6th, the other relating to the documents. They've already superseded one of them once. Just sort of let it lie. You don't want to delay in the trial proceedings. That's a problem. The clock is ticking. The election is coming up in a little over a year. So why complicate things by adding a count or by bringing in a new charge, perhaps?
And yet this conduct is so serious that it really can't go unaddressed. And I would not be surprised to see a standalone indictment if they believe they can surmount those challenges. Because it also, I mean, doesn't this raise for you the question, you know, people don't usually just do the thing once. That's relatively rare in my experience. And if he passed on nuclear submarine secrets in casual conversation, you know, you got to wonder what else happened.
That's absolutely correct. Should we turn back now to some of Trump's other troubles?
He does have a lot this week for us to discuss.
Well, we have this trial, the civil trial, involving the Attorney General's office, Letitia James's office in New York. Thanks for listening. To hear the full episode, head to cafe.com/insider and try out the membership for just $1 for 1 month. That's cafe.com/insider. To the many of you who have chosen to join the Insider community, thank you for supporting our work.